is Genevieve Atwood, or Science Education at 4th South, going east in Salt Lake City. And looking straight ahead of us, we see the big bold U for the University of Utah. My, my, it's higher up there. Notice how Trax is having difficulty going straight up the hill. Why could that be? You say, Genevieve, it is really steep there. Look how steep it is. And you say to yourself, oh, gosh, this is kind of fun. Now, notice as you're getting close, there's a red light and a no turning sign up ahead of us, that there is a break in slope that's gentle. And you say, would that be a stream bed? Would that be an alluvial fan? Is that, what are those materials? And does it feel like sediments? Yes, you could dig them. So I want you to cheer when we cross the Wasatch Fault. So the Wasatch Fault will be the line at the bottom of the scarp. The scarp is the step. And you're saying to yourself, well, there's probably been some materials that have washed out across it. And I see a speed limit sign that says 35 miles an hour. It seems to be on the downside of this fault line. And now I'm going around the corner, and I say to myself, yeah, absolutely. I'd leave this tan building, the Wilshire, on the downside. I'd have the Aztec, which is the one that has these parallel lines looking Aztec-y, on the high side. And we are now headed towards 13th East, where we will turn left. And so you're just doing great. And we're going, notice how we go up a little rise, and then we go straight, and then we go up another rise, and then we go straight, and then we go up another rise. And at 13th East, we will turn north, and notice there's a cemetery, driver's drive. You're just paying attention to the drivers, pay attention, and we will be... And I'm going to stay with you, because when you turn left, which is north, on 13th East, we only go one block. And then you turn west on 4th South, and we will be headed towards Faultline Park. And I'm just going to stay with you. So you may get stuck at this light. Don't worry about it. It's the longest light around here. You can get stuck by tracks. It can be a two-minute phenomenon. We won't abandon you. You're going to turn left, which is north on 13th East. You are going to turn left, which is west on 4th South. And I'm not going to abandon you. You're just doing fine. And you will notice that we start out on a very gentle slope. 13th East looks horizontal. And you say, yeah, horizontal? Maybe you're dealing with shorelines of Lake Bonneville. Good thinking. But notice that the university is higher, and you're saying, yeah, there are canyons coming out there. So we've got debris from canyons, could be flash floods, could be just surface runoff, and we are gently heading west. We're probably going 10, 15 miles an hour. We're not rushing this. You're paying attention to how steep things are. We've gone past Douglas Street. We've gone past 12th East. And you're noticing things are a little bit steeper. But when we get to 11th East, you say, oh my goodness, we're throwing ourselves over the Wasatch Fault Scarp. And we are, and you will be, at Faultline Park, where we will park and have class. If now there are going to be intervening dictations for folks who aren't on this field trip about what you can see at Faultline Park. So skip to the dictation number 8 to get our return trip to Salt Lake Community College.